During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Maida. And I wanted to tell you a story. I couldn't say that it's stopped. It hasn't stopped completely, but it has gotten better. I have two brothers, and I was younger. I was 10 years old. I'm currently 29 now. And we had just moved from a small trailer in the middle of Whitman, Arizona, to a nice house in Phoenix, Arizona. So we were all pretty excited. My parents, though, of course, were battling a divorce. They were constantly at each other's throats. Even though we were excited about the house, you know, as little kids, we were still emotionally hurting a lot. So my brothers got involved in a lot of bad stuff. So there was not one day that there wasn't screaming and fighting and, you know, the police showing up at the house because my older brother was very abusive and he almost broke my hand. I mean, a lot of bad energy, a lot of negativity. So, it all started with my mom taking a shower, and she used to dye her hair and then wash her hair in the tub. And she'd use one of those large cups that, you know, you mix your tea in. I forgot what they're called. And I remember I was in my room with my cousin, and I heard my mom scream, and my cousin heard her scream too. So we didn't really pay attention to it. My thought was, oh, she probably, you know, the cold water must have hit her or something. So my mom came out of the bathroom like 5 minutes later, and she's shaking, like her hands are visibly shaking. And I ask her, I'm like, Mommy, what's wrong? Well, she looks at my cousin, couldn't even look at me. I don't even think she heard me when I asked her. And she said that when she had her head down and she was pouring the water with the cup on her head, someone forcefully pushed the cup down onto her head. Like, just imagine you're washing your hair with like a cup and someone comes behind you and just forces the cup down on you. And my mom was shaking, and she's a light skinned lady, but she was really pale. My mom is not one to exaggerate things like that, you know? And, she's been washing her hair like that for years. So it never happened again. So that happened. And then, like, sometime later, we had to go to bed, And it was nighttime. She told my brother and I go to bed. So we went to bed. And I remember we were, my brother and I were falling asleep. And next thing you know, we heard my mom scream from the living room. So my brother and I, we jumped up and we ran to go check what was going on. And I see my mom and my cousin are hiding behind the couch. And we don't know what's going on. We're scared because my thought as a little kid is, you know, someone broke into the house. And I'm looking around and I'm holding on to my brother. My mom makes her way to the kitchen slowly. What had happened was my mom used to really like eating Yoplait, those little Yoplait yogurts in the little plastic cups. She still does. And she threw it in the trash can. Mind you, that the trash can, I remember, was not even full. My mom was a really clean lady, so she always never let the trash can get so full. So when she threw the Yoplait cup in the trash can, it went all the way down and in the trash can. What she said was that when she threw it in there, she barely left the kitchen, not even a quick second. Next thing you know, the Yoplait cup flew out of the trash can and landed on the floor. My mom freaked out completely. Of course, that was really freaky. And things started to happen. My cousin, who was staying with us at the time, she was making a sandwich in the kitchen, and we had a glass door that led to the backyard. And next thing you know, my cousin drops whatever she was making, and she said that she heard a man sneeze right outside. And, you know, my brother would used to go hang out in the back, you know, and, you know, just do whatever he was doing. He was a kid. He was, you know, smoking weed and everything. And it sounded just like that. It sounded like someone, you know, chilling on the porch outside, right outside the sliding glass door. But there was no one there, and it scared her to bits. And then after that, my mom and I remember it was a weekend, and I was hanging in the room with my mom. And my mom was watching her novela, you know. We're Mexican people. We love watching our stuff, our stories. And, you know, we're watching our novela. My brother, I don't know what happened. All I know is that my brother and I got into an argument, simple little argument. I'm 10 years old. He's 13, you know, little sister. So he gets mad, and he gets so mad at me, and, you know, he tells my mom, I don't know what he tells her. So my mom banishes him to the living room to separate our argument. So my brother goes to the living room. Not even 5 minutes later, he screams, "Mom, mom, mom." And so my mom runs over, and she's like, "Qué, mijo?" She's like, what, son, what? And my brother's so scared, he won't move. And, you know, he tells my mom that when he was watching TV in the living room, and he was, like, standing up and throwing his basketball in the air, he said that next thing you know, a man, a long, skinny man, looked like a man from the 70s with, like, a beard and long hair, skinny guy wearing typical like 70s outfit, walked right by him. Like our living room, the hallway, like he was staring at the hallway. So he was in the living room and he was staring at the hallway, and the man walked right past the living room and into our kitchen. So my mom's looking around, and already my mom is like, nope, there's something going on in this house. And something's not right here. My mom immediately grabs her car keys and says, let's get out right now, because the energy was bad. That was when things started to really go down. So my mom took us to Sonic, and we sat in the car and ate our ice cream. And my mom was at a point where she was already in her head thinking, and I could tell, you know, I'm not a parent yet, but I'm pretty sure that at that point, if it's messing with your kids now, you're thinking, how the heck do I defend my kids from something I can't even see or touch? So we went back in the house. We were all pretty freaked out. And so time passed by. The problems at the house persisted. My parents were constantly arguing. There was physical fighting. I mean, it was just a mess. And I remember for some time, as my brother got older, a year passed by. And, you know, my brother got into that teenage phase where all they wanted to do was play music in his room, or, you know, teenagers like to go to bed with their music on. You know, my brother was into that phase. So I remember he started to play his music at night when everyone was supposed to go to bed. At that point, my mom was already sleeping in my room. So my parents were already sleeping in separate bedrooms. My dad was a police officer, so he was working at all hours of the night, so he was never really home. So, we had a pretty screwed up family. So basically, my mom started to hear my brother playing his music at night when everyone was supposed to go to bed. So she went to my brother's room and told him countless of times, you know, Marco, turn off that music now. And he would turn it off, and he would turn it back on like 10 minutes later. So they were going back and forth, and my brother never really told her why he was doing it. We thought he was just being, you know, a stubborn teenager. And so my mother, one night, she pretty much told him, why are you doing this? Why are you playing the music when I told you to turn it off? So my brother didn't say anything. He just stayed quiet. The next day, he tells her, Mom, can I tell you something? And my mom's like, well, yeah, you can tell me. And my brother tells her, the reason why I've been playing my music at night is because someone is scratching my walls and they won't let me sleep. So my mom was like, what do you mean scratching your walls? And like, just imagine you're in your bedroom and you have someone else on the other side of the wall scratching, you know, scratching. And, that's what it kind of sounded like. So basically my brother just heard scratching, you know, on the wall. Someone trying to annoy you. Just imagine someone trying to annoy you and they're just scratching the wall. So that was going on, and that's why he said he couldn't get any sleep. And so my mom was so angry, because already she knew, okay, this is paranormal. This is why my son hasn't been able to get any sleep. And mind you, a 13, 14-year-old kid hearing scratching noises on the wall, that's going to freak him out big time. And so basically my mom said, this is what we're going to do. She told my brother that all of us were going to sleep in his room. And basically it was me. I didn't want to leave my mom's side. So I went and I slept with her, you know, in my brother's room, even though I knew the creepy stuff was going on there too. And my mom, I slept with her. I was in the middle. My cousin Sandra was next to me, and my brother Mark was on the floor. And all I know is that as soon as the lights went off, my mom challenged it. And she said, she's like, all right, you son of a bitch. She's like, you're going to mess with my kids? Come on, try it. Scratch it. Let's do this right now. Let's see how tough you really are messing with my kids. Nothing happened the whole night. I swear, nothing. Only when my brother was alone in the room is when the scratching would begin. After a while, it stopped. It left my brother alone. My brother has always come across these type of situations. We've always known my brother had some sort of a gift. He's always been able to see things that none of us can't. He's hated it his whole life, but somehow he's learned to deal with it. And so basically, all of that was going on. And I remember, over time, my parents decided it was okay for me to be alone when they had to go run errands. I was 10 years old. I did not want to be alone, but my parents decided to leave me alone anyways. So I remember I was watching TV. I was watching the Disney Channel, and I was trying to keep my eyes focused on some sort of show on Disney, and I was just really trying to keep myself focused on it. And I was feeling relaxed. Next thing I know, in the hallway, I heard what sounded like a door slam. You know, I got up so quick from my couch, and I stood by my front door, and I was like, who's there? And I was just a little kid. I was 10 years old. I was freaking the heck out, you know, and nothing answered me, but I felt this heavy presence. For being a little presence, all I remember is that I went outside, and I waited for the next hour for someone to come home. I was scared, you know, crapless. And so finally, some time passed by. Nothing really major was happening anymore. And I was asleep in my room. My mom had just gotten me some new bed sheets, the Little Mermaid. I was enjoying it. I was also now getting into the phase where I wanted to listen to music while I went to bed. My mom was My mom was actually no longer sleeping in my room. She was now sleeping in my dad's room again. I don't know what was going on there. So basically, I was asleep, and I remember I had it on this channel that played nothing but pop music. I was a really big fan of NSYNC and Britney Spears back then when I was a kid. And I remember I fell asleep listening to my music and on my bed. And I remember, I will never forget this night, I got woken up because I felt a presence in my room. And when I opened my eyes, I saw a really dark-figured man. I mean, he was tall. I mean, like Shaquille O'Neal tall. But he was skinny, like skinny, 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 skinny. He had no butt. He was really flat. He had nothing. His private area, he was bare nude, but you could see nothing, like all black figure, like dark black figure. His hands were so long, skinny long, they ended just below the knee, and his fingers were long, like claws. And his head, I'll never forget his head. I can't tell you if he was wearing a hat or if they were horns, but it was the most disgusting, scariest thing I've ever seen. Next thing I know, it's like he was standing by my dresser, and he walked over to my closet and just went through it. And he made such a long, slow stride. All I know is that my music was playing in the background, my body stiffened up, and I couldn't move, and I lost my voice, and I couldn't roll my letters. I couldn't speak. It's like I had forgotten to talk. It was the most incredibly scariest thing ever. And next thing I know, I'm kind of saying, "Mom," and I can't. The only thing that's coming out is ma. Like it took my energy, and I remember I passed out. When I finally came to, it was my mom waking me up, time to go to school. For a whole week from that moment when she woke me up, my blood pressure was low. I wasn't eating right. I was throwing up everything. And my mom thought I just had a normal stomach flu. But what had happened was it seriously affected my blood sugar. It messed with me completely. I cried because I thought to myself, why are you doing this to me? I'm just a kid. And, you know, being a little kid, I started to go to bed at night, I started to sleep with the light on. And I remember I started to say, you know, God, please help me. God, please protect me. Angels, please come and save me. Don't let this happen to me again. You know, and I firmly believe that as a kid, as I started to pray to God, I know that he did send angels because it stopped bothering me like that. But that was one of the worst things I'd ever seen. So, you know, we finally ended up moving out of that house. But that's my story. I'll call back some other time and let you know that when we moved into a different house, things continued, but things did get worse there. You know, but that's my story about that house. It's a pretty horrible situation, you know, especially when you're a kid. Those are not things that you want to see. And if it challenges your children and if it's hurting your kids, you don't know how to fight something invisible like that. How do you fight something that you can't even touch? You know? But I do believe firmly that we attracted it because of the negative energy and to the point where it was demonic. I do believe in my heart that it was becoming demonic, you know? Oh my God. Yeah. No, really quick. I'm sorry. My friend who's a witness to this, we're still friends today. We were asleep in my brother's room one night and she woke up screaming, and she just never understood why she woke up screaming in my house, but she couldn't stay in my house anymore. And my little cousin, I remember I had a little, my little cousin was 3-4 years old, sweetest little bright little happy little child. One night when we were sleeping, he woke up screaming too, and he just never wanted to go back into that house. And he was a little baby, you know, he was 3-4 years old. It was a horrible house, but whatever it was, we do believe was not in the house. Because of the house, we attracted it ourselves.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.